Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're going to have a very, very special guest. She's a gospel artist. But first, we want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we want to pray, and then we're going to get to the good part, which is meeting our gospel artist of the night. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we thank you for all of the connections that we've made and the connections that we will make. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless our very special guest, Miss Lori, as she comes on this ministry to share not only her story, but the gift that you have given unto her, so that she can give unto the people. We ask that you continue to increase her territory and increase the places that she goes and help her to continue to be an inspiration, not only to her family, but to the world, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this particular moment, this particular hour, this particular time. And we ask, would something be said to edify and magnify your holy name? We thank you for each listener who's on the line. We thank you for those who will listen, Lord. And we ask, would this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And now, the moment you've been waiting for, I'm going to introduce my very special guest tonight. My very special guest is a gospel artist, of course. She is an inspirational keynote speaker. Of course, she's a recording artist. She's a songwriter. She's an award-winning vocalist and author. She's dynamic on the stage. She has a great testimony to share, and she's a light and inspiration to this world. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Lori Vincent. Miss Vincent, I know you're on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. On today,
I would like to have on my prayer team. I heard that prayer, and I'm like, you can be on my prayer team anytime.
Oh, great, great. Just let me know when you guys meet, and I'll be there.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, no problem. All right, thank you. All right, Miss Lori, is it okay if I call you Miss Lori?
You can just call me Lori.
Lori, okay.
That's fine.
Lori, I want you to get comfortable and all that great stuff, because I know that you have some great things to share. And is it okay if I ask you a few questions, please?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, on a personal note, I'm a mom. I'm two full-grown boys. I'm ages 27 and 25, and I'm a grandma. And Rylan just turned a year old early in April of 2015 this year, and I've been happily married for 27 years to my husband, Scott, and we live in London, Ontario, Canada. So that's a little bit on a personal note. And as far as my ministry is concerned, I've actually been ministering since the age of 16, and of course that has grown and developed and changed over time, and I've had some miracles in my life, as I'm sure many can relate to having some wonderful experiences and miracles in their lives as well. And I just love the opportunity that God has given me to be able to stand in front of people on the platform and testify of his good works in my life, the glory that I can give him, you know, and for the praise that I can give him for the things that he has done in my life, for the healings and the miracles and the experiences that he's shared with me in my life. And I have received healing of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and depression in the past. I suffered with it for 13 years, and I just thank God that I'm able to share that, especially at women's groups. I do a lot of speaking in that area, as well as churches sharing my testimony and messages of faith as well. So that's what I do.
Wow. Okay. Great, great, great. Now, we're going to move a little bit to your music gifts from God. Now, you won the best female vocalist in a talent show. Tell us a little bit about that.
I actually won best female vocalist twice, 2 years in a row, and it was for the district that I lived in at that time. Those talent searches no longer go on, but it was when I was in my late teens that I was in those talent shows. And I also won a duet category with my sister 1 year as well. So we grew up in a very musical family, and so that was just natural for us to pursue those things. And those talent searches were actually a really good experience, because you were able to get comments written down on your sheet when they would you know, score you, you know, for your whatever, for your artistry, for your presentation, for your tone and your pitch and your, and all of those things, you know, your stage presence. And so they would kind of, like, you know, make little comments and stuff. And it was really great because you could look back over that and you could see the comments, and they encouraged you, and they not only just encouraged you, but they helped you to grow in the areas that you might have been not so strong and needed a little bit more focus. You know, I had one judge make a comment, "Don't hold the microphone with both hands," mm-hmm. all the time. You know, at one point, I guess it was because that can kind of look kind of maybe funny, like you're not, it might be distracting. Perhaps they thought that it was distracting. So I guess in the long run, it kind of, like, teaches you, you know, what you present yourself on the platform can be distracting sometimes to people that watch you if you're doing certain things that you're not aware of, like playing with the microphone cord and things like that, because then it takes away the focus that they need, and that's to hear the message through the music that you're sharing and to focus on the ministry that you're sharing with them. So it was a good lesson, and that's the main thing about those talent searches. But honestly, it helped to encourage me to go on further with the gifts that God's given me, and to realize that I could pursue this and glorify him through the gift even greater in the future.
That's right. That's right. That's good. Now, you've recorded some CDs and you released some songs. Can you please tell us a
mm-hmm.
little bit about your songs and music, please?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. My first recording was called Sharing His Love, and it was way back. It was, I might have been 18, 19 at that time, and I recorded it in one summer, just before the summer, and the summertime came, and I was singing at an outdoor concert, and it was during Canada Day here. And I only printed, and that was the time when, you know, when cassettes were the thing. So I'd only printed off 500 cassettes, and throughout the summer, they were gone. Like 2 months, 500 cassettes gone.
Okay.
And that was encouraging. So I went on for a little while longer, recorded another one, and continued on. Well, I got to the point where when my husband and I got married, I had a back injury and a neck injury from an accident at work. And I ended up, this is just after my husband and I had been married, and I ended up, you know, not working, and I found myself shortly afterwards pregnant. Well, because I'm not very tall, and I'm suffering with this back and neck pain, I'm pregnant. So it was like doubling over pain almost sometimes, and so I had to work with that, and God got me through, and that was the onset of where the fibromyalgia kicked in. But amazingly, through that period of time, God, you know, He gave me songs. He ministered to me through the pain and through the trials and through everything that I was dealing with, because He was working on something on the inside of me too. He was working on my spirit. He was working on healing that I needed in me, in my own self-esteem and who I was in Christ. And He was working on that with me. And so I was writing these songs in the middle of the night. And for 13 years while I suffered, God cultivated the gifts that I had in Him. And during that time, I also was recording some of the songs that He gave me. And I recorded one of my albums, Love So Amazing, using many of the songs that I wrote during the time I suffered with fibromyalgia. And as a result, at the end of the recording, when I was finished all of the songs, there was a long story behind that one, but when I finished all of the songs, just after that and the recording was done, the Lord miraculously healed me. So I no longer had the fibromyalgia. So now you can say, I went around and I'm sharing all these songs about my experience while I suffered with fibromyalgia, and then share the miracle of the healing as well. So it's been pretty amazing. That was the album that I did just before, the latest one that I have out now. That was Love So Amazing. And I have Tell the Story, which is out right now, and it's a mix of contemporary gospel and contemporary hymns. We've taken some of the familiar hymns and we've kind of made them a little more upbeat and majestic, and we're enjoying sharing those right now from church to church where we go. And so that's where we are right now with Tell the Story. A new one's coming out very soon. We can talk about that later, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, and thanks for sharing. And I'm going to play Love So Amazing. I found this actually on. Is it okay if I play it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then I'm going to also play your other CD a little bit later on in the show entitled My Deliverer.
Mm. Yes, okay.
Okay?
All
right,
great.
Here we go. So this is Love So Amazing, ladies and gentlemen, by Ms. Lori Marks Vincent.
Someone forgot you were there. All you need.
All right, that was Love So Amazing by Miss Laurie Marks Vincent. And I tell you
that's
what,
actually,
Laurie.
Song, that's actually In the Fire from the CD Love So Amazing. I was just thinking, how did you find that song?
Oh, okay. I want to talk about that a little bit, okay? Because let's talk about that a little bit because, okay, I was thinking it was Love So Amazing, but when the song continued to say, you know, God will give us strength and he will be with us, I was thinking about the Hebrew boys, and I was thinking about the fiery furnace and how they thought that they were going to be done away with, but God stepped in and he saved them right on time. And so this song really reminds me of the Hebrew boys. You know?
Yes, exactly. That is actually where that whole song is based on, you know, that when we feel like we have, you know, we're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we're stuck in the fire. We've been put in the fire, but he stands with us and shields us, you know. And I guess that was really how I kind of felt during the time I wrote that, during the time I suffered with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and depression. And to me, that felt like my fire. He was purifying me for sure during those 13 years. That's a long time to be in the fire. But for sure, that was what God was doing, you know. That is on the Love So Amazing CD, yes.
Wow, that is such a beautiful song.
And my brother, I think my brother Neil got to play the saxophone on that song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Good.
That's
good. Now, let me ask you this. I'm deviating a little bit because I have to go by what the Spirit is giving me. When you was in your state of depression, if you could give some of the listeners a little bit of encouragement, what did you have to do daily to per se get out of the fire? What type of communication did you have with God?
There were a lot of things that he pointed me to, not just my communication with him, but he pointed me to. I had times where, man, I locked myself in the bathroom, you know, stuff like that just were just off the wall that I, you know, because you either shut yourself in or you run to someone for help. And if there's no one to run to, you shut yourself in. And when I say no one to run to, I mean no one physically to run to. Of course, in every circumstance, I was running to God. But sometimes I was really questioning God, and I was saying, why am I going through this? What is wrong with me? And what am I dealing with? And I did face a period of postpartum psychosis, which is an extension much greater than the postpartum baby blues that many women experience after having birth. And you're dealing with the identity of now I'm a mom and I'm a singer and I'm a wife and all these things. And so you're just trying to figure all this stuff out that's going on in your life. And I was a type A personality person that, you know, everything had to be in a certain place and everything had routine and everything had to be a certain way. And so I'm dealing with all these things and, you know, so God pointed me to a lot of things that I needed, and a couple of them were seriously just literally sitting down and watching a show that made me laugh. He was trying to bring balance into my life and saying, you know, it's okay to laugh, it's okay to let go. And other times, I would I like to draw, and so I found a scratch pad or I found a sketching pad, and I would draw pictures of, especially of my baby boy when he was little. I had pictures of him my dad had taken photographs of, and I would take those photographs and I would just sit down and I would draw those pictures. And you know what that was doing was it snapping me out of my feeling as though I was the feeling that you have when you go, oh, you know, I my life has been stolen from me because now I have this baby that I have to dedicate all my time to and blah, 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 you know, feeling sorry for me, you know, kind of a thing, because now I'm a mom and I have to put time out in a place that I wasn't planning to because it all happened so fast for me. And so when I would draw those pictures, of our oldest boy now, and when he was just a little guy, and I'd be sitting there drawing these pictures, and the Lord was showing me as I'm drawing the pictures how beautiful he was, and the little curves on his face, and his cute little nose, and all those things about him that were so beautiful, and how much of a wonderful creation of God that he was. And just my heart just grew so much fonder and so much more in love with him, just sitting there drawing those pictures. He was restoring my perspective on life in
That's
so
right.
many ways. And the other thing that really he pointed me to was really it was those times of intimacy with him at night when I couldn't sleep and I would be up and, well, I figured I'm going to do something good with my time. And so I would sit there and I would talk to him and I'd write these songs and I would say, Lord, I don't know what this next line is supposed to be. I'm really stuck here. could you just, you know, show me what it is that you want me to say through this next line? And the next thing I know, all of a sudden this word is popping into my head and I'm searching through scripture and he just starts to show me stuff that I can say. And he wouldn't just show me one option, but he'd give me several options. And so it's like we were writing a song together. You know, he would show me, like, this is a couple of different ideas for some lines that you can add. And I would jot them down on the side, and then before I know it, I would have completed a song in a very short period of time. So that's how he showed me how to write. We've actually, you know, between me and the Holy Spirit, we just sat and we'd had these conversations together, and I would say to the Lord, what's next, you know? And before I know it, something would come to my mind, and it just felt like he was talking to me, and he was speaking straight into my heart and into my mind about what the next line was. And In the Fire was written like that, and oh, there's a big story behind My Deliverer and the way that story came about for that song. And you'll hear about that, of course, later, but he pointed me to many things that helped to restore myself and restore my perspective on the way I see life around me. And it wasn't just my intimate times with him, but it was what he was helping me to see in the natural and understand my faith and how it related to in the natural. He really put me back on top.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for sharing that story. Now, let's talk a little bit about Love So Amazing, the song that I thought we were playing. I read in your bio that Love So Amazing has been on the top 50 chart on American Idol. How does that make you feel, and what was the process?
Well, there was a website that was allowing artists to upload their songs, and it was apparently an American Idol. They called it the American Idol. I guess it was the American Idol Radio, and I think it was connected to American Idol when it first came out, when the program first had started. And what they did was, when you uploaded your song, it went into rotation on this radio station, and you could go online to the American Idol website, and there was a particular little link that you could go to for the player, and people would go and they would listen to that American Idol player. And as the song was running, it would get it would allow the people that were listening to vote. And so what happened was is that every time that my song Love So Amazing actually rotated in that little radio player online, people could vote. And as long as people voted, it stayed in the top 50. Now, I never campaigned for any votes or anything. I just basically put it in there and let it run rotation. And to my surprise, I received an email that told me that several times it kept staying in the top 50. And you know what? These are just little signs that God is saying, you know, you're on the right track. People are listening. People are enjoying. And it's good stuff. Keep going, because it's touching people. People like it. People want it. People love to hear it. And it ministers to them, and that's awesome. And you know what? On top of that, it was a gospel song, and I uploaded it into a place where, of course, most of the music was secular. It wasn't gospel at all. And to stay in the top 50 on something that would be considered a secular rotation of music was, I thought, pretty amazing for Love So Amazing, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, God does good things, right? So
that's right, all the time.
All the time.
That's right.
That's what
right.
It felt like. It just is a real confirmation for me.
Good, good. Now, speaking about confirmation, we're going to go ahead and listen to your song about My Deliverer, and I want you to share that story, okay? Share the story behind
the
song after we listen to it. So I'm going to play it, all right?
Okay, great.
Okay. That was My Deliverer by Miss Lori Vinson. And Miss Lori Vinson, I tell you what, that was a great song because, you know, I think about the Lord, he basically receives our praises. And I love that when you made it personal, you said, I will sing of his praises. Tell us the story behind My Deliverer.
Right. Well, My Deliverer was written about a year after we had lost a grandchild to abortion. Now, this is something that you never think is going to happen. It's nothing that you've ever expected would ever happen, and it's certainly nothing that I would have ever planned for in my life. And it was certainly something that our son never planned for, but it happened. And, of course, you know, in this kind of circumstance, men don't really have as much power as the young lady would have. And it was a very difficult time in our life, and we went through a whole year of grieving, of course, because, you know, it's like having something in your hand almost and then not being able to hold it, never being able to experience sharing love with that child again forever, ever, ever, ever. And it was a great loss for us as grandparents and a great loss for my son, for our son. And so we were, you know, watching him grieve and then grieving for him, the pain, and then grieving again for the loss of the grandchild. So it was kind of a double whammy, you know, hurting for him and then hurting for the loss of the grandchild as well. And so this whole year went on like this, and it just felt like a double grieving period. You know, it just was more than just losing a person that was precious to you, that you had known all your life. It was like losing someone that you never knew but still loved. And wow, it just miffed me. I was just amazed at how deep it cut. And so this whole year went by in this grieving time. And then one day I'm just, you know, cleaning the house, and there just always seems to be a melody in the back of my head somewhere. So I'm in the bathroom and I'm cleaning the sink, and this little melody starts to come with these words, and that was the chorus to the song, and I'm singing along, and all of a sudden I just felt like God just kind of flooded these words through me, and I sat down with a piece of paper and a pencil, and I started writing out the words. And as I'm writing out the words to the song, I could feel almost like chains falling off of me while I'm writing the song, chains of grieving. Wow. The heaviness was falling off of me. And it was amazing. So in about 30 minutes, the song was written, and I felt like this heaviness had lifted off of me. The grieving had lifted off. And so after I finished writing it, I was pretty excited, and the Lord said to me, "Now, go get the music production done." So I did. I went and made plans, got the music production done, and went into the studio and recorded the vocals, and that's what you just heard was everything that was just done in the studio. But then after that, you know, the Lord said to me, you know, go get a video done. And I'm like, oh, Lord, that takes much more dedication and commitment, and much more money, you know. And I had the pleasure of debuting this song, "Mind Deliverer," as the opening for a Linda Randall concert that took place here in the city. And so it was awesome. Got a great response. You know, opening up a Linda Randall concert and being able to debut that song because it has such a story behind it. And then the Lord telling me, go get a music video done. And when I finally stopped arguing with God about the music video and went and said, okay, fine, I'm going to do it, and I submitted to what the Lord asked me to do, which didn't take very long, but I did argue with him for a little bit. You know, it's just kind of scary to step into new territory. Do you ever find that? You know, I just,
right,
a little bit, you know, and so you're just kind of questioning, how are you going to work this all out, God? And when I finally just stepped forward, it all just fell into place. And so I just, you know, started on this music video. And when we finally took that step and went into production for this music video, and I'm standing in front of the camera and I'm going, oh, Lord, this is just so right. This is just so right. And so the music video went ahead, and my son, who had lost his child to abortion, is playing the young man in the video who is in chains and gets set free. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a wonderful testimony of so many people have come to me and said how God has ministered to them through this music video, and how it's helped them and give them hope and to hold on just a little bit longer for that breakthrough, for that victory in their life that they're looking for from the Lord. Now, the music video in itself, once it was done, it got some attention I wasn't even looking for. A number of Christian organizations in the industry came forward. Of course, they're independent Christian music industry organizations, and they came forward and they said, we would love for you to submit your video to our awards program. And so I did. It received a VidWatch award, and it received, I should say, VidWatch recognition. It is the actual award. It was the top of the VidWatch videos. And it received a top 10 nomination for the Music Video of the Year with the Artist Music Guild in situated at the time they were between Nashville and they were in Nashville and Carolinas. They've actually moved their offices now to the Carolinas. And I also received a top 10 nomination from the Lamplight Film Fest Awards that also takes place in that area of the United States. So God just really, God just really used those opportunities to open a door, to let people see that video, to give it some recognition so that I could really just talk more about the real message behind the song, and that is how he breaks the bonds of pain and breaks us through victory. And that is why he is the deliverer, and that's why he's my deliverer, that's why he's your deliverer tonight. And so that is the bottom line of that song. And God just really uses it today for the same, how he used it in me and how he worked in me, and he's using it in other people's lives as well.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Great. So, wow, you've had a wonderful experience, and I just love the story behind that, how God, you said God just seems like he released the shackles, and that's good because
yes.
We don't want to feel, you know, bound. We want to be able to experience the glory of God. That is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely. If we stay in those shackles, we never get past the experiences that tie us down. We never get to the next place that God wants to take us to, and it keeps us held in one spot. And when we're held, it's so hard to be moving on to the next thing in life, because he has so much more for us. Everything has its time and its season, and there is a process we must go through. Of course, you know, with grieving for the loss of a loved one, there is always that process that we go through, you know, first the denial, and then the coming to terms with, and then, of course, there's the anger that you must deal with in the loss, you know, depending on how grave the situation is, you know. And in this situation, it feels like something was snatched out of your hand. And, of course, it was. It was snatched out of our lives. This little life was gone, and that's very serious for us. And so it was, something that we had to move on from, but God took his time and helped us deal with it one step at a time, and it took a whole year. And so it's very important for us to let those shackles go at some point. When God says, let them go, you know, and move on. So,
wow, that's good, that's good. You know, and for some reason I want to hear this song, Oh God, that you wrote or that you are singing on this particular
Love, So Amazing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. You know, this is the thing, is that these songs, they come from moments and experiences in his presence and the things that he does in my life. And that's the reason why they can be so used in other people's lives. And that's God just doing his thing. He's doing it. Not me. He's doing it, you know. Oh, God is it's a beautiful song. If you'd want to play it, absolutely.
Yes, yes. And how was the sound on the other two songs? I'm just getting a sound check.
Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, doing good.
Okay. All right. So this is Oh God, and this, once again, is by Miss Lori Vincent.
Mm.
Oh God, you are my God.
Wow, that was Oh God by Miss Lori Vincent. Wow. Okay, Miss Lori, is there anything else you want to say about that song, Oh God?
Oh God. He really did something in that song for me. Oh God is incredibly really a story about an amazing night that I had as he visited me. He came and visited me during a very difficult time in my life. I had received some very bad news about something that was going on in our family, and it was very distraught at the moment. And I tried to pretend that it really didn't bother me, you know, because you want to try and just get through, and I didn't think that it was really going to impact me as much as it did. And so that night after I had heard the news, I went to bed, and my Bible was beside me, beside my side of the bed, on the bedstand, and I laid there for a few minutes, and I couldn't sleep, and so I got up, and I took my Bible, and I clutched it on my chest, and I walked down the stairs, and I went to the living room, and as I sat on the couch, I began to just let it all out. I just started just crying to the Lord, and I was actually crying out in pain emotionally for everything that I had heard, you know, and what was going on, and I was completely distraught, really. I was broken down, and I said to the Lord, I don't think that I could ever get back on a platform and sing again. I don't think that I have the strength to do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. You're going to have to do something about this because I can't do anything. I can't get back up on a platform. I cannot show my face anymore. I can't do this anymore. And at that very moment, I just felt like these big arms just wrapped right around me. I felt the physical presence of God. And he just wrapped his arms around me, and I just felt this blanket, literally a heavy blanket. It's not heavy as in too hard to handle, but a very heavy sense of God's peace, like a blanket just fell over me. It was so warm and cozy, and it just wrapped me up. And at that moment, the tears calmed from my face. I just felt like they had been wiped away, and I stopped crying, and my heart literally became calm, and I felt my heart rate even slow down, and I gained this incredible amount of composure that you know just quickly came to me so peacefully. And I opened my Bible, and it literally dropped open to that scripture that says, "Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you in the day." And as I'm reading it, there's music that's flowing underneath of the words. And so I sat down and I wrote it out. And that was how, "Oh God, you are my God," was written. And it was just a moment in God's presence, and that's how it was done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. Now, what projects do you currently have going on?
I am finishing a CD right now. As a matter of fact, they are getting ready to start mixing all of the music together, all the tracks and everything. And we haven't got a title yet for the CD. I have a couple of ideas, but I'm not going to share that yet. So it can be a surprise. But it's going to be either 13 or 14-track CD. We're not sure yet, but it's going to have more than just 10 songs on it, for sure. And it'll be a really a great CD in the fact that you'll be able to have bonus tracks. And if anyone is online and signs up at my website on our newsletter, they will get bonus tracks aside from what is on the CD. So that's a bonus for anyone that's on the newsletter. But that is the current project that's being released. And then we are working on some video projects that the Lord has really given some creative ideas for and shared, and really feel that He has actually commissioned us to do them. And one is a pro-life project featuring a song called This Miracle, and the music video will also have clips in it from an award-winning 3D animated 3D animated short film that has won several awards, and it's created by a gentleman by the name of Zach Bavis. And Zach has created this beautiful storyline of an infant growing in the womb, and then the decisions faced, you know, by losing a baby through abortion and the consequences of it. And so God is really led us to do this project, to speak to young men and women about the decisions that they're going to make in, you know, life and death of a child that they're taking control of when they're not the author in life of life and death. But this is an opportunity for them to be moved by a song, to be able to consider truly what's happening in their life and what's growing inside of the mother's womb, to keep life and say yes to life, that miracle that's growing. So that's one project. And the second project that's going to be taking place is a evangelistic project, which is we call the Promise and the Passion Jesus videos, which is one of the songs on the CD that I'm just releasing is called Come to the Cross. And we are planning to put together a music video that will be used for evangelistic tools to share with people about the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and His saving grace and power. So those are three projects, a CD and two videos. We're almost there. CD's almost done, and then shortly after that, into the videos we go.
Wow. So that will kind of answer my second question. What are some of your long-term and short-term goals with those projects that you just named?
Right. Well, the pro-life project, This Miracle, it's called the Love Life Project. We really want to use that in schools and in, you know, even, you know, when an organization would have a display at a fair, you know, or somewhere like that. The video will not be offensive in the respect that that, you know, people are going to see, you know, gory details of an abortion. It's really encouraging life, and so we want to be able to make it available to doctors, physicians for life, you know, and organizations, pro-life organizations, to use as an opportunity to speak into and move into people's lives, you know, just make it a tool to get them to get the young mother and the young father to think and consider their options and in being adoption, you know, and giving life to that child, options other than abortion. We want to really just, you know, stress on how beautiful life is and the miracle of life. And, you know, when you say, well, I can't have this baby because I'm single and that I don't have a job and it's not the right time for me and I don't want to have a baby because I can't care for it, and whatever the reason is, there are so many reasons that people consider having an abortion for, and then just not just that, but the pressure that comes from other people saying, you know, you shouldn't have this baby. And so we want to encourage them to think about the life that they can give, because it will feel so much better giving life, knowing that you're not taking someone's life and that you're giving life. And so we want to be able to you know, get that message out and make it available to any organization, church, pro-life organization, and medical and education systems that can use this as an opportunity to you know, speak into people's lives, and even before the situation happens, help them get a perspective on the miracle of life before they would even get into a predicament like that. I would hope not, but if they ever did, then this would be something that would influence them. The other project, the evangelistic project, the Passion and the Promise Jesus videos, we want to make that available to, of course, you know, across the internet, wherever people might find an opportunity to watch it, so that people can realize his saving grace in their life. We don't have many days left, I believe, on this earth, and we want to be able to share the gospel message, and that would be my final and most important mandate, I believe, in my ministry, is to make sure that the message of his saving grace is sent out across as far as we can, making it available to organizations that they can also use it as a tool to share the gospel, even in other countries. We have, of course, friends that I've met along the way that are from different countries. Of course, you meet people, of course, you know that on Facebook, right? You meet people from different countries, and there are people from different countries that are just waiting to translate this song so that it can be put into the video and can be used in other countries so that the words are there for people from other countries, and they can hear the song with the words in their language, which is great. And it can be used in that way to share the gospel message.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell the listeners a little bit about your most memorable event that has helped you realize that God can do anything?
I would say one of the most memorable events would be ministering at a church in Calgary, Alberta, and I was sharing my testimony, and I remember how, because of where I live in Ontario, Canada, the temperature and the moisture in the air is different, and when you get to Calgary, Calgary is higher altitude, and so you find yourself drier, and you find your breath a little bit shorter, and so when I was there doing the concert, I could feel this, and it just didn't really sound as though I was really right on top of things vocally. But as the concert went on, I started to, you know, feel that ease up, and I thought, oh, this is sounding terrible, and everything is, you know, you know, way, way not good, you know. And so I thought it was just terrible, and although it was getting better as the concert went on, I was starting to get more relaxed, and my breathing was getting better. But the air was drier there, terribly much more drier than where I live. And so this concert is going on, and I'm sharing my testimony. And at the end, as I'm singing the last song, I didn't even give an altar call. I didn't invite anybody to come to the altar. But I've got like 30 ladies coming to the altar prayed for. And this was a moment that God was speaking to me, and he was saying that he wanted more. He wanted to be able to work more into the lives of people, and he wanted to use the opportunities that he was giving me more and more and more. And, you know, I minister in churches of various different denominations. You know, you go to some churches where it's not common to have an altar service, and you go to some churches where it is common to have an altar service, and in this particular church it was, and so it was natural for them, because they wanted more and wanted a touch from God, that they just came to the altar. They just wanted it, and God was saying, you know, I want to meet with them tonight. And that was a real, real blessing to see, you know. And when I see God move in that way, and I see people hungry for more of God because God has used the message that he's given me and the story and what he's done in my life, I'm going, the two have met in the middle, and God wants to meet them right there. And that was amazing for me. And I'd love to see more of that, you know.
Wow.
Just want to see more of that.
Good. Thank you for sharing that. Now, Would you like to share anything else that has not been shared on the ministry?
Well, we've been talking, you know, throughout the whole program about, you know, God's healing in my life and the fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue, and the depression. And even though that has gone, I still suffer with other things. I still have, you know, some pain from the lower back and neck injury even still. And so it's really God being sovereign and saying, I have lifted that off. I have lifted that off from you. But I want you to know that it was not a part of what you're experiencing. So he's really, really separated that illness from other things that I deal with in my body. And he's, you know, we just continue to believe for God working divine healing in my body in every area. And so I am, you know, cautious about how he's really spoken to me and said, you know, you really got to take care of yourself because I freed you from that, but you really still got to take care of yourself. And so that is what I've done is I've taken all the information that I've shared in this my life story, and I have written it in a book called Wings to Victory, and it's available on my website.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that. And let me ask you this. So how would individuals be able to contact you as far as your products or even just to reach out to you?
They can go to my website. I use my full name, Lori Marks Vincent. So if they go to LMV, that's my initials, Lori Marks Vincent, LMVministry.com. Again, that's LMVministry.com, not ministries. A lot of people like to make it plural, but it's LMVministries.com. That's where they can check out my website, sign up for the letter. Then they can check out the book and the music as well.
Great, great, great. Well, Miss Lori, I want to thank you and appreciate you for taking out time to stop by the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I pray that God blesses everything that you touch. He blesses your family, your children, and just increase your territory. And you just don't know how much I appreciate your inspiration today and your ability through God to be a shining light to the world, and I pray that you continue to do so. And I just want to thank you, and I want God to just continue to bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Elfrida. It's been a blessing to be able to share today with you, and I just pray blessing over everything that you're doing as well with this program and being able to reach people with the message of God's love. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, ma'am. Take care and have a great night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Lori Vincent, and she is a gospel artist, and she has a lot of projects going on, so please connect with her. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night, okay? Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, those who just love God, those with a positive message, ministers. God is showing me that I'm going to have some ministers on here. Ministers, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And please pray for those you know and those you do not know. The prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I want to thank all of the followers, all of those individuals on my hub pages. I want to share with you on my hub pages that I have many topics, and I need you guys to read these particular articles because these articles are expanding all around the world. We're talking about politics. We're talking about education. We're writing letters to decision makers. We're helping our youth. We're blessing God at the same time. We're writing reviews for different television shows. We're doing all these great things. And so I know that you read the newspaper, and I know that you, you know, look at Facebook, and I know that you do all of these great things, but guess what? Guess what? Guess what? I have some articles that you're going to be interested in. I have some articles, says the Lord, that you will basically read these articles, and we will make a difference with these articles. I have a great article for you. So I want you to continue to just, you know, look at the hub pages under ALFREDALOVE. Look at those hub pages under Afree to Love, and you will see many, many, many articles. I'm going to tell you a little bit about them right quick. As we begin to close up the Love of Jesus Ministry for today, God is good. God is going to bring more people. God says that in order to be a light of the world, we have to share with the world what thus says the Lord. We not only share with the world what thus says the Lord through biblical teachings, but through how we live and the topics that we speak about of righteousness. We have, for instance, a gospel industry news. We're going to be highlighting gospel artists. And these are not artists that we just stand afar and we admire them on TV. These are people we've actually interacted with. Then we're looking at the presidential candidates. The first one I have is Miss Hillary Clinton. God's favor is all over this lady. And we have different discussions going on, and everyone is able to write your comment or discussions. Then we have different things about injustice, historical things such as what's going on in the world. We have injustice or justice, things that's happening in the world. Then we have different bios. I want you to know a little bit about me because I'm a very personable person. You know, if I'm going to serve you, I want you to know what the Lord has blessed me to do. I want you to know how I can help and serve you. Then we're going to have different shows that we're going to give reviews on, reality shows, gospel shows, those things that we watch on television. Then we're going to hear about different things such as elections and elections of the city, elections of the state, those who are in charge, what is going on, what is their background. Then we're going to hear about schools. Our big push is to bring prayer back in schools. Our big push is also to have teachers make the accountability testing because they're in the trenches, they're in the classrooms. We have a big push for that. Then we have people like Elder Bernice King. We have different ministers that is encouraging the people of God because we need to walk with our heads up. We need to make sure that we're holding up the banner that the Lord has given unto us. Then we have historical things. We want our students to know more about Dr. Martin Luther King. We want them to know about different historical figures. Then we have different icons, such as gospel artists who are living just a life of godliness, such as the Man and Wife series, those particular stories that keep it real. Then we have No Child Left Behind. I'm really concerned about the social issue, social promotion. I'm really concerned about the students being left behind, the students being pushed through the system, and by the time they get to high school, they drop out because they're so frustrated. We have to have those things to fill in the gaps. So I'm a really big proponent of that. Fear of the unknown, that deals with it. I'm going to be honest, our black men who are dying in the streets, why are they dying? Most of them, it's the same story. They're running from the police. You have to teach your children how to communicate. At the same time, with the public servants, they have to know how to interact with people and not jump to conclusions. But when you get into the heat of the moment, it's always, I have to save myself. So we're going to have to pray for our nation because it's fear of the unknown. We hear of so many stories. So I want you to join in. I want you to look at alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. I'm going to say it again because this is very important. These things are going nationwide. A lot of people are looking at these particular pages because there's some great information in here, some great information that will help the people. Alfreda, A-L-F-R-E-D-A, hubpages.com. Please, please, please look at those particular pages. If you want to comment, you can do so. In addition to that, come on my radio ministry, blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. If you do not, or if you're not able to come any day of the week for the Blog Talk Radio, please come on Wednesdays. God is doing some great things. He's doing some great breakthroughs. He's working on our character. He's working on the glory of God. He's working on our desires of our heart. That's what we're talking about. He's giving us those things. He's opening doors. You have to come. You have to just experience, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is not a ministry where I am promoting it so that a lot of people can come. But if the Lord has called you by name and if the Lord sends you to this ministry, just know that when you leave, you will receive something from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am very true to this ministry because it's real and God is real in my soul. So if you cannot come any day of the week, because all of these are recorded, you can listen to them whenever you want to listen to them, come and experience Wednesday prayer with love. Not only are we talking about the love of God, but we're talking about our Freedom Love. Amen. And so I want you to come on Wednesdays, and I want you to give yourself to God, and I guarantee you your week will go well. God is an omnipotent, he's almighty, and he is powerful. We serve a true and living God. What a mighty God we serve. And a lot of people are going to come. You're going to see more people come to the Love Live Jesus ministry. You're going to have prophets. You're going to have ministers. You're going to have authors. You're going to have city people. You're going to have gospel artists, all these people. Because God is just that good. His favor. God says, use what you have to disseminate the word of God. And we must use what we have, just as we must work while it is day. I want you to listen to a song, and I want you to know that God is able, and I want you to know that God will be your friend no matter what. God is your friend. And I want you to know that you're never in a battle alone. You're never in a trial alone. God is always with you. And we're going to play Reverend James Cleveland, What a Friend. Because I tell you what, there are a lot of people whom I consider as a friend. My family's my best friend. My mom's my best friend. But I consider some people as a close friend. But when you experience the love and the friendship of Jesus, it is never the same. I want you to listen to Reverend James Cleveland, What a Friend. Because if you ever need a friend, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right there. Amen? And so I want you to listen to this particular song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Touch somebody next to you and tell them I found a friend. And his name is Jesus. So happy. You remember when we used to sing it like this? What? Y'all ever sung it like that? Oh, friend, who we have. Hallelujah. Somebody here ought to know what we're talking about. Thank you.
All right, that was the late Reverend James Cleveland. What a friend. And I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto everyone tonight. If you do not know God, form a relationship with him. Get to know God. He is a friend. He is a great friend until the end. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. I appreciate, I thank each and every one of you who's online. I thank my military friends, my family. I thank each and every one of you. May God bless you and take care of you is my prayer. Please come back on tomorrow and Saturday as we will have more guests on the Love of Jesus Ministry. Make sure you check out those hubs and make sure you love one another. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.